Good day. I'm Paige Estrotori, bringing you the latest developments in financial services here in Australia, straight from Financial Services Online. Leading the news today, sustainability has made a significant mark in our agricultural sector this week. Qantas Super has joined forces with GoFarm, investing a staggering $200 million to convert land in southeastern Australia into horticulture hotspots. It's a green move set to breathe new life into the Riverina, New South Wales, and Northern Victoria. This joint venture will convert about 5,000 hectares of land using state-of-the-art farming techniques and sophisticated water management systems that promise strong returns for Qantas Super members and a hefty boost to Australia's agriculture sector. However, it's not all green fields. In a stern reminder of the industry's zero-tolerance approach to ethical misconduct, the lifetime financial services ban against former insurance broker Sean Sweeney was upheld. Sweeney, formerly of Sweeney Insurance Services and Swinsure, was convicted of defrauding clients and misappropriating insurance premiums. The Australian Securities and Investments Commission's decision sends a clear message that the industry's integrity and consumer trust remain paramount. Switching to the corporate arena, BellRock has elevated their advisory services with a focus on mergers and acquisitions, as well as contingent risks. Operated by Sahalia Uthappa, a veteran in the legal and insurance realms, the company seeks to offer holistic strategies for complex business transactions. Mark Chiarella, BellRock CEO, emphasized the need for tailored risk advice that tackles the growing needs of the ever-evolving corporate transaction landscape. Turning now to personal finances, in the face of economic pressures, Australians are tightening their budgets and focusing their investments. Equip Super's recent study reveals many are choosing financial security, with two-thirds increasing their super contributions anticipating inflationary pressures. Also, debt repayment and mortgage commitments are in the spotlight, with almost 50% of the respondents expressing concern about super fund returns. Equip Super's head of advice, Paul Stocker, advises a balanced approach between immediate savings and long-term investments, underlining the potential growth from regular super contributions. That's the wrap on this Monday, May 6, 2024. I'm Paige Estrotori with Financial Services Online. For a deeper look into these stories and more, please visit our website, financialservicesonline.com.au. Keep your investments growing and your future secure.